Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I hope you've had a blessed week. And we're going to dive right in. So you guys know I talk a lot about social media and what that looks like and how people interact and some of the pitfalls to that, right? Well, in my research, I found a study that in 2021, 71% of the people who use the internet in the United States regularly use Facebook. Like they use Facebook every day. 71% of internet users in the United States use Facebook every day. Those numbers are just crazy, right? And so with those high numbers, with that high percentage, I think it's pretty safe to say that many people listening to this podcast have been scrolling through Facebook today or yesterday, right? And while you've been scrolling through Facebook, you've seen a post of somebody on your friends list who needs help. And they may not ask for help, but they need it, right? And if you read the comments of those people, you'll probably see people over and over and over again say something like, I'm praying for you, or you're in my prayers. And while praying for people is sometimes the best, most amazing thing that you can do for them, it isn't the only thing you should do. And so while, and I probably said that before, but while I have your mind thinking about this, right, that it's that when you see that somebody needs help, it shouldn't be the only thing you do. Prayer shouldn't be the only thing you do. I want us to review the parable of the Good Samaritan. This parable, it's this wonderful story that Jesus tells us to illustrate how we must love our neighbors. It's about this generous person who was ready to provide help to somebody without hesitation, somebody who was in distress, somebody that they didn't even know. You know, we should never ignore people when they are in need and assist them no matter who they are. You know, this parable, the parable of the Good Samaritan, it puts the greatest commandment to love others into action, right? In Matthew 22, we're told the greatest commandment is to love God with all of our heart. And the second part of that is to love your neighbor as yourselves. And so as we review this parable from Christ, we must do it with this in mind, right? We must do it with love your neighbor as yourself. We must completely understand what Christ is trying to teach us in this parable. And to do that, we have to look at it in the right context, right? And so I want to start by outlining a couple things about the people in this parable, right? I'll read the parable in a little bit, but you know, there's really four people in the parable, right? There's the person who needed help. There's the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan, right? And in this time, Jewish priests' primary responsibility was to make offerings for the people at the temple to purify them, to make these offerings so that people can gain forgiveness for their sins. That was the primary role of a priest, right? And then there was a Levite. And the Levites back then were this tribe of Israel, this priestly tribe of Israel. They also worked in the temple on behalf of the Jewish people. You know, it's likely that the priest and the Levite, they didn't even go near the victim's body because maybe he looked dead, and touching a dead body required this ritual washing. And then there was a Samaritan. You know, the Samaritans were descendants of the northern tribes of Israel. And rather than going into exile with the rest of Israel, the Samaritans' ancestors stayed there. And they intermarried with Gentiles, right? Jewish and non-Jews. You know, some of them worshipped other gods. And so for that reason, the Jews didn't think of them as either Gentiles or Jews. They were just generally disliked as Samaritans. And so Jesus uses this story to explain the unlimited nature of love, that our neighbor is not just someone within our community. Our neighbor is anyone in need of love and mercy. And instead of asking who deserves our love as a neighbor, right, this parable teaches us that we must go beyond the confines of our community. We must go beyond the confines of our religion, and we must treat everyone as we would ourselves. Everyone that like we would like to be treated, right? So this parable is just amazing, right? And it's in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. I'm going to read it, and then we'll come back to it a little bit. So we'll start at verse 25. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You answered correctly," Jesus replied. Do this and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expenses you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert of the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." And Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." So as we start to really dig into this parable, we have to ask ourselves, how does this work in our world today, right? In our world of social media and digital influence and just the way the world is today, how does our life show that we are looking at the world through the same eye that Christ is teaching us here? You know, I think one of the important things to think about first is that the Good Samaritan was willing to get involved. You know, we can quote scripture and we can recite stories and we can talk about love and God and all these different things. And while we talk about love and God, unless we are willing to get involved in the lives of others, we're only blowing smoke. You know, the Samaritan, he treated and bandaged the wounds. He set this injured man on his donkey. He took him to an inn and he cared for him throughout the night. He could have said to himself, I give at my church. I donate to the Salvation Army every Christmas. I do my part. But he didn't. And as the scripture says, he had compassion and he acted on it. This will probably be a hard question to answer. Maybe easy for a lot of people, right? But when was the last time that you saw someone in need and you had compassion for them? It should be easy to answer. The next thing that we have to recognize is that, you know, the Good Samaritan ignored anything that would have or could have been considered racist. Even though he was considered to be a despised Samaritan, he rose above that shallowness. He rose above that fear to care for a fellow human being. You know, in our world today, there are so many instances we can point to that we don't do something because of what someone might think. I personally have felt that way, right? I said this early on in these podcasts that I was afraid to do this. I was running away from what I felt like God was calling me to do because of what everybody would think. And even when I started doing the podcast, I was afraid to tell people I was doing it. What are they going to think? I feel like sometimes we do the same thing, right? We don't help people because what would someone think? But when we rise above that, amazing things happen. What if you rose above your fear to care for someone and not care what people think? You know, something we might have never considered as we read and listen to this parable, because I never considered it. But I wonder if in the subtle parts of this message from Christ, we're missing something. Like, had the Samaritan in this story, had he been to the inn before? Maybe he even paid for someone else who had been through the same thing. Maybe this wasn't the first time. And I say that because there's one thing we do know about this parable, right? This teaching from Christ. The innkeeper trusted the Samaritan. He trusted the Samaritan because at some point he proved himself to be trustworthy. You know, you don't just take someone's word for it and say, hey, I'm going to leave, and when I come back, I'm going to pay for the rest. That happens because maybe you've done it before. You proved to the innkeeper that you were going to come back, and if it cost more money, you didn't care that you were going to do it again. And I know it's a very small, subtle part of this parable, but I think it's important to think about, right? The Good Samaritan was a very generous person. He didn't know how long the injured man would be laid up. I mean, I'm guessing that it could be prolonged because he was half dead. The well-being of this stranger was more important to the Good Samaritan than whatever the cost might be. And I don't just mean the financial cost. I mean, you know, the cost to his reputation, maybe. The thing that causes us fear. The reason we maybe don't do something, right? I've had that fear. I've said it. I think the moral, and these are my opinions, right? I think the moral of the Good Samaritan is simple, right? That we need to put aside our differences and help those in need. That's what loving your neighbor is. Period. We can talk about it. You know, we can talk about loving each other and, you know, we can do things, but you don't get a pass by saying, I give at my church or I give to this nonprofit or I do this other thing. That doesn't give you a pass when somebody needs help. The Samaritan walking down the road, he didn't think about race or religion. He just saw somebody in need and he helped them. Stopping on the roadside and helping the man could have seriously put the Samaritan's life in danger. It cost him money. But it didn't matter. He didn't hesitate to help the wounded man. What if he would have just walked by, said to himself, I gave to my church already? You know, the story, I think, should also teach us that that people who think might help us in need might not always be there for us. I know maybe that's hard to hear, hard to say, right? That there are people in our lives that we think would help us, but they may not. I mean, for me, I expect that a priest or a Levite would have helped this wounded man. But they turned a blind eye. They just walked away. They crossed the road and went to the other side. It's the Samaritan who helped the man in need, not the priest or the Levite. You know, you remember at the beginning of this podcast, I started by talking about Facebook and some of the statistics and people needing help, right? I heard the story of a mother who was at Walmart with her kids, and it's in the middle of the winter, and her car wouldn't start. So she posted on Facebook, hey, I'm stranded in the cold. Now, she may not have said the words, please come help me, but she needed help. And person after person posted a comment, said, I'm praying for you. I'll pray for you. But that didn't do anything to help. Now, eventually this mother again posted on Facebook to thank someone for coming to help her. And out of the hundreds and hundreds of friends and family that she had on Facebook, one person showed up to help this mom, stranded in the cold with her kids. You know, the hard part about this story? I've done that. The hard part for me is I have seen somebody post something and I am 20 minutes away and I say, I'm going to pray for you. Shame. I've done it. We're all probably guilty of this, right? I'm not throwing stones. I have done this. I should have went and helped instead of just saying, I will pray. You know, I've seen people post on Facebook or other social media platforms and ask for help. And maybe they didn't actually ask for help, but they needed it, right? Maybe they couldn't ask or they were ashamed to ask. Maybe they were afraid to ask. I know for me personally, there are times I'm afraid to ask for help. I know that fear comes from my own insecurities. And when I say that, I mean, I'm afraid if I ask for help, maybe nobody will show up. Maybe nobody will come help. Maybe the perception of these relationships that I have aren't real. I think that's a real fear of people today, especially in our social media world, right? Because everybody just lives online. So, you know, I kind of want to finish this up, but I mean, there's probably more to talk about, right? But in the end, stop making excuses that prevent you from helping. Stop claiming I'm a member of this church or, you know, I give to this organization, they should help. I've heard people say, well, isn't that what the pastor's for? Like, isn't that why we pay a pastor? Stop saying it's the pastor's job. Go help. You know, I know all of us listening have seen people on the side of the road asking for money, and they have signs up. We all know, right? Now, the problem with it is I know I have said it, and I've heard other people say it. We know what they're doing, right? They don't need help. They're not in need. They're just lazy. We know whatever the reason is that we're not going to give them any money. You know, and after spending time thinking about this and praying about this, I'm going to choose to help them. Maybe not every time, because maybe I can't, but I'm going to help. I'm going to pray. I'm going to stop. I'm going to take them and buy them food. And if they take advantage of me, or the money I give them went to something else, I can't help that. But I do know at some point in their life, they might remember that one time that one, you know, biker gave them a Bible or prayed with them. Maybe took them and bought them food. You know, in the past, I've been known to pay for a hotel room or direct people to a safe place, but I'm not going to ignore them anymore. I'm not going to ignore them and say, I give to my church or go to this organization. That's what Christ is teaching us, the exact opposite in this parable, right? That it doesn't matter. We're supposed to stop and help. Don't be like the priest and Levite and walk by. Love your neighbor. You know, the worst thing to think about is all these people that are your friends, that are your family, and they need help. We see they need help. We pray for them at church. We pray for them at home. What are you doing to actually help them? I've said it before. I know it's not liked by all, but I'll say it again. Sometimes prayer is not enough. Sometimes you have to leave the comfort of your own home. You have to leave your comfort zone and help. Be the Good Samaritan in today's world. Please be like the Good Samaritan. Show everyone love by actually showing them love, not just ignoring them. You know, I think we need to just pray for people to wake up. I think we need to pray for people to be like the Good Samaritan. You know, I don't do this all the time, but I feel like today it's time for that prayer, right? Father God, please just allow people to hear this message and open their hearts and their mind. Allow them to walk through the door when people need help. Allow them to love their neighbors as themselves. Break down the barriers of social media. Break down the barriers of fear. Break down the barriers of trust. Allow them to show people they love everywhere that they are loved. Allow them to show people that they don't know that they're loved. Walk it out. Allow people to be like the Good Samaritan in this parable. Allow people to be like Christ and love everyone. Lord, I just ask this, that you just bless people's hearts, that you can just show them how their love can transform people, how their love can transform the world. Father, our world is hurting, and we need people to stand up for you. I just ask these things, Lord, in the precious name of Christ. Amen. Everybody, I just want to thank you today. I hope this message touches you. I hope it reaches you. And look, subscribe on whatever podcast platform of choice that you use. Share this message with your friends. The more people that listen, the more people that hear it, that we share it with, the more people we're going to reach. And this world needs love. Hey, it's Rick. I'm the Nomad Pastor. I want you to have a blessed week. Thanks.